Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This show is presented by Dr. Ben McMillan of the Neal Clinic, who's responsible for information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Yes, good morning. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I am a chiropractor. I own the Neal Clinic, and we're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. And I'm here this morning to talk to you about your health concerns and how chiropractic care can help you, just like it's helped so many other people out there. But as always, if you're out there listening this morning and you have a question that you want answered, send Jenna and I a text message, and we're going to discuss your questions live on the air this morning. What's the number, Jenna?
Yeah, please, we would love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. Text line and phone lines are open.
Yeah, I love it when you guys send in some text messages. I got a couple things to go through this morning, but I will definitely discuss anything that's on your mind. So send us a message. I want to start this morning with a confession. I've got a bad habit that I have. I'm a people watcher when I'm out in public. You a people watcher, Jenna?
Yes, I am definitely a people watcher, especially at different events.
Oh my goodness.
Like to be
you probably go to a lot of those.
Right, like last week was gallery night, and I was like, okay, I'm focusing way too much on the people and not enjoying what I'm doing. So, yes,
so
guilty as charged.
Happens to me all, grocery stores, restaurants, I just can't help it. I'm watching people, and ever since I became a chiropractor and learned a lot about biomechanics, I'm watching the way you walk, the way you sit, whether you're leaning to one side or another. You know, a big thing I notice is the way people get up and out of a chair from sitting. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot of people out there with pain. They've got joint issues, and I want to go up to them so badly and say, hey guys, it doesn't have to be this way. There's something we can do for this pain. And, you know, I bet if I did do that and just accost these people in public, I bet most of them would say, you know, they've probably tried their typical over-the-counter medications, Tylenol, Advil, and maybe that initially helped on some bad days or something, but hopefully they haven't been taking those medications every single day for the past few months or probably even years. But there are some other things you guys can do to help with that pain. And, while we're talking about Tylenol or Advil, the difference between the two. Did you know they were different, Jenna? Tylenol, Advil, you know anything about those things?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Acetaminophen, ibuprofen. Sure.
Good.
Sure. Yes.
All right. Very, very good. You know, growing up, I just assumed they were all the Tylenol, aspirin, like all the same.
You just like pop them in,
yeah,
see what happens.
Something's
okay,
hurting. Right. I'm going to try one of those. But Jenna's absolutely right. Tylenol, acetaminophen. Typically used as a pain reliever for pain and fevers. The Advil, ibuprofen, that's going to help a little bit more with inflammation as well as pain and fever. If you've got osteoarthritis, the more recommended medication would be the ibuprofen, again, because it's going to reduce some of that inflammation I'm always talking about. But there's a catch with both these things. They have side effects, and they're definitely not suitable for long-term use. In fact, if you read on the side of the bottle, back of the box, whatever you're getting these in, it says not recommended for long-term use. They have detrimental effects to your stomach and gastrointestinal system. They can affect your cardiovascular system. These things are bad for your kidneys. So again, prolonged use is not a sustainable way to deal with your pain. But back to my bad habit of people watching. I mean, again, I see this out in public all the time with these mechanical dysfunctions that look pretty uncomfortable for most people. And there's no pill that's going to fix them. And that's why I love being a chiropractor, because I'm able to help these people correct those structural issues with non-surgical conservative care and a lot of patient education. I'm a big believer in patient education. I spend a lot of time with my patients making sure, number one, they understand the cause of their pain, and second of all, how they can help prevent it from coming back over and over again. Because I bet if you ask most people, they have had this issue for a while, and yes, it has these flare-ups, and it comes and goes. But let's talk for a few seconds about just a few of those common things that I hear during these consultations that are kind of misconceptions and need some clarification. Weight, that's a big one. I hear so many people tell me that their back pain is going to get better as soon as they, I just need to lose a little bit of weight. My back was fine before, put on a little COVID, what happened, whatever, couldn't get out and exercise. You know, I'm a little heavier and now my back's hurting. But the issue here is that the patient's weight, that's not the cause of their back pain. You know, thin people get back pain and hip pain and knee pain. That's not the cause. The cause of their pain is this structural problem in their back that requires a physical correction. We could put these patients in a pool to reduce some of the effects of gravity, and I could have them move around in the ways that is bothering their back, and guess what? They're still going to have that same pain because we didn't fix the structural issue. All we did is remove a little bit of gravity that's affecting their weight. But you know what? Once I've identified and corrected that structural problem, now they can move better, and now they have less pain. And guess what? Now it's easier to exercise so they can go ahead and lose that weight they were talking about. Now, sure, I agree. Being overweight can be a factor, but the big key for this stuff is to find the cause of back pain and take care of that. Another misconception that I want to address is that all chiropractors do is just pop your back. You know, oh yeah, I used to go to a chiropractor. All I did was kind of pop, crack my back, and then I'd leave. And sure, yeah, most chiropractors will be using spinal manipulations, or we like to call them adjustments as well, to help restore that proper function and mobility to joints that are dysfunctional. But today's chiropractors will also utilize other physical modalities and therapies to help decrease pain and inflammation as well. And once that proper function is restored, when you incorporate those proper stretching and exercising, that's going to help strengthen your back so these problems don't keep coming back over and over again. And I'm not saying that the spinal adjustments aren't important, because they definitely are. Those are the adjustments, that's that physical correction that I'm always talking about. But there's a couple adjunctive therapies that are going to assist in your healing process. The therapies we use at the Neal Clinic to help my patients get better so much faster, we use an electrical stimulation machine that produces something called an interferential current. And that's a little different from the common TENS unit that most people are familiar with. And, you know, while the machine and the pads look similar, the actual effect of the therapy is a little different. With a traditional TENS therapy, the pain signal from those peripheral nerves, the nerves that go down your legs or arms or into your back, is scrambled as it travels back up to your spinal cord. So while you have that therapy running, while you got the TENS unit on, that pain sensation is decreased. However, shortly after turning off the therapy, the pain returns and we're right back where you started. It's kind of like an electronic Advil in that sense, right? You may feel better temporarily, but you haven't done anything to actually fix your problem. With the interferential current, what we're accomplishing is to increase the local circulation where those pads are and reduces the inflammatory response in your body, as well as decreasing pain. So all of those things are going to help you recover from injuries faster. We had a listener text in a question. They said, after getting rear-ended in a car accident, how do you know if you need to see a chiropractor? Within that state mandate, somebody knows what's going on here. State mandated 14 days. How do you know if you need to see a chiropractor? Okay, so you've been rear-ended in a car accident. You're not a doctor. You don't know how to really assess these things. That means you need to go see your chiropractor. There's no harm in just getting assessed and getting an exam to see if you're having any issues. Depending on the speed, the position, I mean, there's a lot of variables that come into this, but there's no harm in going in and saying, hey, I was rear-ended yesterday. Would you mind taking a look at my neck, my shoulder, my whatever areas you think were injured? And we'll typically assess your full body. We'll go through a lower back exam just to see if there's anything you may not have noticed. Those car accidents are kind of, they do some funny things. You know, you get that mental fog, you don't think clearly. You got a lot of adrenaline initially, and then you have so many other things to worry about. So again, how do you know if you need to see a chiropractor? You should go get checked out after a car accident. That is one of the best things you can do. Again, if you went to the emergency room, like we discussed all the time, they might do some brain scans. If you told them you hit your head, they'll make sure nothing's fractured. But aside from that, you're going home, and that's really it. There's so many other things that can result from these auto accidents, from these whiplash injuries, that a chiropractor will be able to help you with, and you will get great results with that. So please just call your chiropractor and don't wait for day 15, because like this listener said, that state mandated 14-day rule is firm. They will cut you off at 14 days and you are no longer able to use your auto insurance for your medical care. So go get it checked out. Aside from the interferential therapy that we use, and another therapy that I get great results with is with our class 4 laser. These things are awesome. We use them on, again, for this patient, we use them on auto accident injuries all the time. The insurance pays for this therapy because they know how well it works. These laser therapies penetrate deep through your body tissue to help those injured muscles and those damaged ligaments, like the kind of stuff you'll have if you have that whiplash. And our patients love this because not only do they get off that table already feeling better, but it's working on a cellular level to help repair your body. And you'll get better so much faster if we're able to use these things. And that's what so many of our patients ask for, right? They don't want to take pain medications or anti-inflammatories day after day. They make their brain feel a little weird. They don't enjoy taking these medications, but they want to get out of pain as quickly as possible. And they need other solutions, but they're just not really sure what they are. And that's reasonable, right? Like I'm right there with you. I don't always want to take a pill. I want to do something to get this fixed. So if I can keep you out of pain and reduce your inflammation with the therapies like we talked about, my patients can stay off those pain meds. We all know that the pain medications aren't solving your problem. It's just covering it up day after day. So that's why people go see their chiropractor. They're looking to treat the cause and not just their symptoms. I told you earlier about some of those common side effects of medications that are as common as Tylenol and Advil, stuff you can just go into the store and get as much of it as you want to. But if you're on some of the more serious medications, oh man, the list of side effects for some of those is shocking. I know it's really not funny, but I can't help but laugh when I see these TV commercials for really any type of medication. You seen these things, Jenna? These commercials for medications on television,
right? And then they start listing all the side effects, like you could lose an arm, a toe,
yeah,
your life, yeah, and you start to worry, like, why would I take this to fix?
I had an itch on my elbow, yeah. And now we're talking about me dying and going blind.
Like, yes,
I mean we've all seen these, right? Mm-hmm. And it's that similar part. And I don't care what the medication is, they all have these, right? Where there's people in the background having a great time, and that voice reads off just like Jenna was saying. Please seek immediate medical attention if you have any of the following side effects. And then I don't know who they get or if they speed this guy up, but they talk incredibly fast. I don't want to get graphic or too deep into this, but there's a lot of serious side effects from those medications. Another thing that patients come in and kind of have some misconceptions about is, you know, maybe they've had this pain for a while and maybe they've already seen another type of doctor before they came into my clinic. Maybe they were referred there by their primary care doctor. And they may have already had some testing or images done, but they still aren't exactly sure about what it all means. But their doctor sent them home with some medication and maybe occasionally a referral for a neurologist or orthopedic doctor, depending on what's going on. So when these guys arrive, they may have like a disc with them or even a report sometimes, and they want to know if I could take a look at it for them. Of course I will. Absolutely, yes. Bring those things in. You and I will sit down, I'll look over it, and then we'll discuss all those medical terms that are on the report that they sent you home with. Those things are very complicated, a lot of weird words. For those patients that, you know, you may not remember where you filed that report away in the filing cabinet, if it looks anything like mine, don't worry. It's easy for us to just fax a record request to your doctor, and they'll fax me back all that information in a day or two, so you don't have to go digging through files and files to find it. Just come in. I do that stuff all the time. It is very easy. And that gives me even more information to work with when we begin the consultation, and it makes my job easier. You know, and sometimes based on your x-rays or your MRI, you may need to wait and see that surgeon. But more often than not, these are cases that are going to respond very well to the conservative chiropractic care, and I'll help you avoid that potential surgery. And even most surgeons these days will recommend several months of conservative care and therapies before they'll recommend a surgical intervention. These are big operations, and like I said, most of the time, these patients respond really well to conservative treatments. So do yourself a favor and go speak to a chiropractor. One thing I do want to discuss about potential surgeries. Let's say you went to the primary care, you came to my clinic, and unfortunately, you let this go too long and you're one of those surgical cases, and we've referred you to go see the orthopedic surgeon. Most of the time, that appointment is going to be scheduled several weeks, if not months out. So now we've got an appointment for maybe a knee replacement that's 3 months away. So what can you do in the meantime to help with pain? And that's another question I get a lot as well. And it's actually pretty important. Everybody knows the classic post-op plan, right? You're scheduled for several weeks of rehabilitation therapy that's going to help your body recover from the trauma of that surgery and to help you regain normal function of that joint. But something has happened over the last 10, 15 years. It's relatively new, and it really helps obtain the best surgical outcomes. It's something called prehab. You heard of prehab, Jenna?
Nope.
I bet you can kind of figure out just by the word. Like, what do you think prehab is?
I don't know. Now I'm blanking. I don't know. I feel like I should do better at this.
Okay,
this is why you're the expert.
Rehab. Rehab after the.
So, like pre-rehab.
There
I don't
we go.
Before
I,
everything,
I knew you
really?
Could do it. Yeah. So. Exactly. It's movements and exercises that are going to be gentle enough not to aggravate your complaint area, the area that we need to have surgery on, but it's designed to help strengthen the supporting muscles before the operation. There is a ton of research
that
shows...
I've literally never heard of that, and yeah. You're blowing my mind right now. That's why I'm totally confused. And that's crazy.
It's a really, really good trend that is going on in the physiotherapy, chiropractic.
Really?
I mean, I get excited when I send these patients out for the orthopedic appointments, and they come back and they say, yeah, my doctor was talking about something called prehab. And I said, excellent.
That's so good. Usually they just throw you in there, cut you open, and then you go to rehab like 6 to 8 weeks later.
Well, what they found was that if you start some of these things, the exercises are going to be really similar to what you're going to be doing afterwards. Mm-hmm. But if you start before you go in, well, now you're building up the musculature. Now the neurologic system, now the joints are used to doing these things. And after the operation, you respond so much better. So how exactly does chiropractic care fit into this model? Well, the gentle mobilizations and exercises that encompass this prehab stuff, that's exactly the kind of conservative care that chiropractors provide. You know, I've helped several patients recently who, again, it was their knees, right? They knew they had to go get this knee operation soon, knee replacement, and the appointment was scheduled, but it was months away. So in the meantime, we used a combination of this cryocompression therapy, our class 4 laser, and some exercises, and it helped decrease her day-to-day pain in the meantime, as well as it prepared her body for the upcoming operation. And it works great. She had less pain leading into the surgery. After her operation and when she entered into her rehab program, her therapists were amazed at how quickly she was recovering. She knew about a lot of these exercises. She said, oh yeah, I do this one like this. And I mean, it's amazing how doing this stuff on the front end is going to help you. And it makes sense, right? You don't want to go in deconditioned. You want to go in with your body in the best possible state, as strong as you can before the operation. That way, when you come out, you can recover a little bit quicker, a little better. A few other things you can be doing at home right now to help decrease some of those chances of the severity of osteoarthritis. You know, I talk a lot about exercising. That's a big one. If you're not walking, if you're not moving, if you're not exercising, I need you to start today, tonight. This week, go home. There's no better day than today to start doing these things. That's going to be number one. Got to move. But I'll give you a few tips on supplements and some things you can take that will help. First of all, let's start with fats. You actually need fat in your diet. All of your body hormones, cell membranes of all of the cells that are comprised of your body, right? All of that stuff is made up of fats, and they're essential for so many other metabolic reactions in our body. You know, some people think that a good diet consists of removing all the fats. Not true. You got to have fat in the diet. But what is important to know is the difference between some of the good fats and the bad fats. What I'm talking about here is omega-3s, omega-6s. Those are typically the good versus bad conversation. Good ones are those omega-3s. Those are the quote, good fats. They actually help reduce inflammation in your body. The best sources for these things are those cold water fish oils, talking the cod, salmon, those types of fish. But just like everything else, you still need to be a little careful because too much can still cause some problems. If you get too much of these, they're going to thin your blood out, obviously a bad thing. The recommended amount of these things to consume through food and supplementation is right around that 2 grams per day. One other thing to look out with for these omega-3s, if you're diabetic or you're already on blood thinners, please consult your doctor before you start incorporating these into your diet. Because again, we're dealing with something that's going to thin the blood out a little bit. And if you're already on blood thinners, you may not need that. The omega-6s that I was talking about, those are the, quote, bad fats. Those are things like the corn oils, sunflower oils, peanut oils. This is also the stuff found a lot of times in animal fat and dairy fat. So those red meats, if you can replace that red meat a couple times a week with those salmon, with a fish, that's going to provide you with sources of those good fats you need. So reducing the amount of those you have in your diet, of those bad omega-6s, is a good thing to do. The other type of good oils is a group called those omega-9s. A lot of people already know about these, things like cooking with olive oil. A lot of people are using olive oil, the coconut oils, those sorts of things. Avocados are a good source of omega-9s. And there's a good, a recommended amount of those good to bad oils that you need. You know, you are going to end up, you know, consuming more of the omega-6s than those omega-3s in your diet, but the ratio is important. You want to have about a 3-to-1 or 2-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 oils, and the American diet, unfortunately, is a lot closer to like 8-to-1 or 12-to-1, just because we eat so much red meat. We don't get a lot of those cold water fish in our diet, and not too many people are supplementing with these, so really pay attention to that. That's going to help. Again, all this stuff is about reducing inflammation to help you give your body the best chance it has to be healthy. Another good supplement recommendation with some good research to back it up is it's two compounds, really, glucosamine and chondroitin. Luckily, they're typically formulated together for you, so you don't have to look hard to find a brand that combines both these together. And they help reduce the severity and progression of osteoarthritis. Typically, it's 1,500 milligrams per day of glucosamine and 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin per day. They split these things up into 2 or 3 doses, so you do have to take a couple of the pills per day, but that's going to help you a lot with the, again, with that osteoarthritis. One thing to be careful of with these is they're often sourced from shellfish. So those of you out there that are allergic to shellfish, make sure you're checking these bottles to make sure that you're taking this from a source that is not derived from shellfish. One other thing I wanted to get into today, I won't have time to finish it up, but hydrate. I don't know if you guys have been outside recently between these rain showers, but it is hot. Drink plenty of water. Get that hydration. I'll get into how much water you should be drinking for men, women, and children next week. But today, if you're in pain, please don't put it off any longer. We're open at the Neal Clinic today. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 479-SPINE. Yeah, that's one too many letters, but you'll figure it out. Stop at that fourth digit. Call us today. Daniela will get you on our schedule today. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and if you're that listener that texted in about the car accident, go get a professional chiropractic opinion about your care, and that way we can find anything if you have any injuries or damage to those ligaments. Thank you.